This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by St. Mary's Athletic Director Jeff Newhall. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, ready for a weekend coming up here, and a week of school practices in the books, if you will. We'll get to that in just a moment. But the big news for St. Mary's this past week, just yesterday, it was announced that Fenway Park will be hosting your rivalry matchup with Austin Prep on November 23rd at Fenway Park, 1:30 in the afternoon. So that's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And I guess, how did that happen?
It's been in the works for I would say probably over 2 years. You know, we've been kind of inquiring and trying to figure out a way to get on the list, so to speak. And last year we felt like we were pretty close, but it didn't happen, which was fine. And then we kind of had a discussion last December, this January, about a strong possibility that we would be one of the games selected for this year. And then, you know, in the last 2.5 months, it really picked up pace with conversations and reaching out to people and just figuring out game logistics. And then two weeks ago, we officially got the invite from the Fenway Sports Group, and then we signed contracts and all that. But, I just think it's a great opportunity for our kids. It's one of the premier high school events, really, in the United States, the way I look at it. I mean, to be able to go to Fenway Park as a fan is just an unbelievable thing for anyone to do. And to be able to play baseball there is a dream of any baseball player. But to be able to play a football game, a high school football game, in that venue, just, we use the phrase once in a lifetime probably too much, but this would be one of those instances that it should be used.
Yeah, obviously a great experience. So negotiations or discussions started a long time ago. So they must have a ton of teams at their, you know, kind of ringing their doorbell, if you will.
Yeah, and I think that they, you know, I think they have a process. I mean, if you look at the lineup of teams each year, it's usually, you know, 4 or 5 games, and there's usually a matchup of Boston City schools, and then there's usually a matchup of Catholic/private schools, and then there's 2 or 3 other additional games. So, you know, there isn't a ton of what you would call Catholic/private games on Thanksgiving. I mean, there are some great rivalries, but there's probably only about 12 to 15 of those games on that day. So, you know, we felt like the more we kind of reached out and tried to get on the quote-unquote list, that, you know, a better chance we were going to have, knowing that they try to get one of those games in there pretty much every year. And we just, you know, I felt like it was only a matter of time and to be able to have it, you know, any year. But for this year, we have a great group of kids. We have a huge senior class that has had just great success, both in football and basketball in most cases. And, you know, we're just really looking forward to it. It's exciting for the players, but the families and the alums and the students that we've already seen here on campus or have reached out to us, it just seems like it's a long way away from now, but it just seems like the excitement is already in the air for everybody, not just the players.
And not to be snarky or anything, but it looks like the Fenway Park can put down the gridiron a little earlier this year than they might normally, so they can get ready for you. All right. You don't have to comment on that, Jeff, but just tell us about the fall sports at St. Mary's. Give us a quick overview if you can.
Yeah, I mean, we got up and running last Friday with football, and then we started on Monday with everything else. And our numbers are great. Our enrollment is very strong. We're going to go over 700 students for the first time in a long, long time, which is great for us. So, you know, we're fielding, we have somewhere around 350 kids participating as of today in our various sports, which, you know, for a fall sports season is obviously more than we've had in the last at least 10 to 15 years. So, you know, we have some really strong programs. We got some really deep programs. But more importantly, we got just great participation numbers, which, you know, a couple of years ago was a real concern coming out of the pandemic of, you know, just everybody not really doing anything except sitting around their house. Would the kids come back to want to participate in interscholastic athletics? And at least here, I can say it has bounced back, and it's bounced back better than it was prior to that. So to me, that's the most important thing, getting these kids out there and having these high participation numbers. And, you know, we got 8 varsity teams, and then we have sub-varsity in all of those, and in some cases, freshman teams as well. So We have a lot to look forward to. The Fenway Park thing's obviously exciting, but there's a ton of exciting things happening across the board, from field hockey to cheering to soccer to volleyball to golf, cross country, you name it. So we're excited for the fall for sure.
We put up a couple of your tweets on this post when people see it, a couple of things from St. Mary's Spartans Twitter. But maybe just to close out, can you give us a thumbnail note or two on boys and girls soccer, and we'll close it out on that?
Yeah, so we have our boys soccer team. Was in the state tournament a year ago, actually lost a heartbreaker in overtime. We have a couple of new coaches, Shane McCarron and Eddie Mercy. You know, we've gotten off to a good start here, as good of a start as you can on a burnt-out grass field that's turned into a dust bowl. But our first scrimmage is tomorrow, so we're really looking forward to that. And then on the girls' side, you know, we were a very, very young team the last 2 years. Two years ago, we had, I think, 5 middle school kids on in the starting lineup. So those kids are now freshmen and, in some cases, sophomores. So we're looking for them to bounce back and you know, be a state tournament-type team. Once again, Coach Foley is back for his 24th season, and they actually just left for they go to the Cape for this weekend and do a bunch of different things, scrimmage a number of teams on the Cape, something they haven't been able to do in 3 years. So, again, that was another awesome thing to see those kids gather here this morning and load into the vans and head to the Cape. So, you know, we're optimistic about a number of our programs, you know, not just winning, but really the strength and the depth of each of the programs.
Great. Well, great to hear about those numbers, Jeff, and I won't hold you any longer. I know you're busy, but Jeff, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yep, there he is, Jeff Newhall, Athletic Director at St. Mary's High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.